Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Today I'm talking about astronomical music, which is very appropriate for fine music radio. You may or may not have heard the term sonification. This is where data is turned into sound waves, and this can be any data, but astronomical data lends itself well to this practice, as the data is easily divided into categories such as radio frequencies, which can then be translated into pitch, duration or volume, for example. It gets a lot more sophisticated than that for astronomers who spend their lives listening to data rather than analysing it visually, and some do. In fact, this was shown, albeit rather fancifully, in the 1997 film Contact, starring Jodie Foster. Based on a novel by the cosmologist Carl Sagan, in the film we see Jodie Foster as a scientist with headphones clamped to her ears, listening to sounds from the universe to detect whether there's anything unusual, in the case of that film, alien transmissions. Well, NASA has recently published a very interesting sonification, which is about the discovery of exoplanets, worlds orbiting around other stars. More and more of these are being found now that we have telescopes sensitive enough to detect them. We've now found more than 5,000, a mark that was reached on March the 21st, 2022, according to the NASA Exoplanet Archive. There is an animation and sonification video which tracks humanity's discovery of the planets beyond our solar system over time. Turning NASA's data into sounds allows us to get a sense of the exoplanets' types, with additional information conveyed by the notes themselves. The web link for this is on the podcast description on Fine Music Radio's website, if you'd like to see the striking animation which accompanies the sound. As each exoplanet is discovered, a circle appears at its position in the sky. The size of the circle indicates the relative size of the planet's orbit, and the colour indicates which planet detection method was used to discover it. The music is created by playing a note for each newly discovered world. The pitch of the note indicates the relative orbital period of the planet, and planets that take a longer time to orbit their stars are heard as lower notes, while planets that orbit more quickly are heard as higher notes. Many of these planets were discovered by the space telescope Kepler. So rather than me describe it further, just listen for yourselves. This is the full sonification of exoplanets, which lasts for just over a minute. Wasn't that lovely? So what you were hearing were the sounds which correspond to planets' orbits, with higher notes being planets closer to their sun and therefore have a smaller orbit, with lower notes being planets further away and therefore taking longer to orbit, just as in our solar system, where the planets nicely obey Kepler's laws of planetary motion, formulated in the 1600s, and so do planets outside of our solar system. So I hope you enjoy that. For now, this is Ketchel Kirk, and wishing us clear and quiet skies. FMR 101.3.